This morning's reading is again from the prophecy on the Golden Age of Light and the Nation of Nations. The man thought of the old sage kings whose teachings of divine law revealed by the one God could only be interpreted by wise and holy men and women. In their days, it was the goal of humankind to seek that which was lost by righteous living. They gave to China the canon of righteous living of the way marked by God, which follows his plan to be lived by humanity. Again, he reflected on the ethereal forms, and the names of Lao Tzu and Confucius came to mind. And the man considered the profound teachings that Lao Tzu had given to ancient China and remembered his words from the Tao Te Ching, where he instructs all to live the way revealed of Tao, or God, who expects no payment from humankind, no sacrifices, but rather right living according to divine law. He who follows the Tao is at oneness with God. He who is righteous experiences righteousness. He who loses the way is lost. When you are one with God, God welcomes you. When you are one with righteousness, righteousness is with you. Lao Tzu taught his students to follow the light, to hold to the way, and to become as a little child. If the world were to understand God by means of living the divine way, humankind would require no instruction, for God's laws would be their natural course, and heaven and earth would be joined together. God is hidden and without name. God alone nourishes and brings everything to proper fulfillment. Lao Tzu taught that it is natural for man to be good, that he is taught by others to be bad, and being bad is unnatural. He was opposed to excessive education and emphasized that man needed to return to the roots of heaven, to live the way of Tao, who existed before heaven and earth. Tao is eternal, the uncreated which no man can understand. Everything owes its existence to Tao. All things have evolved from it in graduating stages. By living the way, by being righteous and in harmony with divine law, a person is able to return to Tao or God. The man knew that the heart of Lao Tzu's teaching did not come down to the world. It was transmitted orally to those of his disciples who could live it. Those who lived it experienced its hidden virtues. And when they, like Lao Tzu, passed out of the world, they took this knowledge with them. The fragmentary teachings left behind in the small book of the Tao Te Ching did not reflect the teaching at all, only sayings attributed to him and recorded later. Like the Gospel of the New Testament, which formed the basis for a popular religion differing from the original, it was not genuine. And the man dwelled on Lao Tzu in an effort to merge with the vision of the self-same forms that had appeared 18 years before. The man's mind traveled back to the times in which the great sage lived. These ancient times in many ways were similar to modern times. Lao Tzu had attempted to implant a seed of righteousness in the Chinese culture, being wise in the way of Tao. He had tried to enlighten others. But too long had the people been kept in the dark. He differed with the ancient sages who had kept the knowledge of the way to themselves, living isolated lives. The sage had decried China's reluctance to accept the higher teachings of the Tao he had revealed. This indifference disturbed him, not for his own sake, but for theirs. He had offered instruction to the government and rulers. The Tao Te Ching has him saying, "Why are the people faced with starvation? Because rulers eat up the money with high taxes. Therefore the people starve. Why are the people rebellious? Because rulers interfere too much. Therefore they are rebellious. Why do the people think nothing of death? Because the rulers make too many demands on them. Therefore the people take death lightly. Having little left to live on, the people do not value life. The more laws and restrictions imposed, the poorer people become. The sharper men's weapons, the more trouble in the land. The more skillful and clever men become, the more vicious things become. The more rules and regulations, the more thieves and robbers. Therefore, the sage says, take no action, and the people are transformed. Teach peace, and the people become correct. Do nothing, and the people prosper. Let go, and the people become good. Lao Tzu had encouraged rulers to cultivate righteousness in themselves, in the family, in the village, in the nation, and finally in the whole world. By these means, righteousness would be everywhere, and there would be no need for further action by the rulers. The Tao would govern, because Tao is. The living of the way prepares one to exist without a body, for it is possession of the body in the material world that is the cause of one's troubles in life. The Tao existed before heaven and earth, the undifferentiated spirit attained by one who lived the way of Tao has a pre-existence, and by losing the body at the time of death, one is free to exist with Tao or God undisturbed, in perfect harmony and peace, beyond space and time. Propitiation, rite, and sacrifice did not provide the means to know God. He directed his sermons to society, to educators, and to religious institutions. The Tao Te Ching records a saying of Lao Tzu that reveals his doctrine of living the way by which to know God. Empty your being of matter. Let the spirit free itself from troubles. The 10,000 forms come and go, and the higher self absorbs this. All things stream outward, but all returns to the source. This returning is a natural thing. This is the destiny of eternal Tao. To know of the eternal is called enlightenment. Not to know the eternal is disastrous. And we will now have the blessings.